Yesterday, Friday the 26th of June, the Supreme Court ruled on two marriage questions. The case is named Obergefell versus Hodges. This will now become as common to us as Roe versus Wade. The court dealt with two questions on marriage. The first question, does the 14th Amendment require a state to license a marriage between two people of the same sex? The second question, does the 14th Amendment require a state to recognize a marriage between two people of the same sex when their marriage was lawfully licensed and performed out of state? To each question, the court answered yes by a 5-4 margin. Archbishop Joseph Kurtz of Louisville, who is the president of the United States Catholic Conference of Bishops, said that this ruling is a tragic error that harms the common good and the most vulnerable among us. I will read to you his short statement. Regardless of what a narrow majority of the Supreme Court may declare at this moment in history, the nature of the human person and marriage remains unchanged and unchangeable. Just as Roe versus Wade did not settle the question of abortion over 40 years ago, Obergefell versus Hodges does not settle the question of marriage today. Neither decision is rooted in the truth, and as a result, both will eventually fail. Today, the court is wrong again. It is profoundly immoral and unjust for the government to declare that two people of the same sex can constitute a marriage. The unique meaning of marriage as the union of one man and one woman is inscribed in our bodies as male and female. The protection of this meaning is a critical dimension of the integral ecology that Pope Francis has called us to promote. Mandating marriage redefinition across the country is a tragic error that harms the common good and harms the most vulnerable among us, especially children. The law has a duty to support every child's basic right to be raised, where possible, by his or her married mother and father in a stable home. Jesus Christ, with great love, taught unambiguously that from the beginning, marriage is the lifelong union of one man and one woman. As Catholic bishops, we follow our Lord and will continue to teach and to act according to this truth. I encourage Catholics to move forward with faith, hope, and love. Faith in the unchanging truth about marriage, rooted in the immutable nature of the human person and confirmed by divine revelation. Hope that these truths will once again prevail in our society, not only by their logic, but by their great beauty and manifest service to the common good and love for all our neighbors, even those who hate us or would punish us for our faith and moral convictions. Lastly, I call upon all people of goodwill to join us in proclaiming the goodness, truth, and beauty of marriage as rightly understood for millennia. And I ask all in positions of power and authority to respect the God-given freedom to seek, live by, and bear witness to the truth. I will address for 2 hours on my next radio show this topic on Tuesday, July 7th. I will interview many people, and I will explain what this means to our society and what this could mean in the future for our marriages here and our tax-exempt status. But I would just like to reiterate, the Supreme Court is wrong. The Constitution of the United States does not require states to redefine marriage. No one and no court can make what is false true. Same-sex marriage is false. It can never be true. Marriage, by its nature, will always remain to be the union of one man and one woman. It's a matter of reason, not faith. It's a matter of reason, because marriage is the one institution that connects children to their mothers and fathers. Mothers and fathers are irreplaceable in our society. And this ruling does not respect the rights of children once again, just as we saw in 1973. So, we will forge ahead as we live in this country, which is becoming more and more secular. We must increase our efforts to strengthen marriages. We must strengthen our efforts to rebuild a marriage culture, which, whenever I celebrate a 50th anniversary, is beautiful. We pray for all the future victims of this ruling, especially the children. And we continue to reach out with love to all people, including those who experience same-sex attraction. We always must be reminded, all people are loved by God. All people are called to love God. I think Justice Antonin Scalia, who voted against this decision, summarized yesterday pretty well. He said, "The Supreme Court of the United States has descended from the disciplined legal reasoning of John Marshall and Joseph Story to the mystical aphorisms of the fortune cookie. And I want all of you to remember, before any one of us starts dishing out any blame, this court, described by Antonin Scalia as having descended to the mystical aphorisms of the fortune cookie, has, as six of its nine members, identifying themselves as Roman Catholic. My reaction to that, and my reaction to pretty much everything I've said, is sadness.